From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Barack Obama wants to talk national security. He met today here in Washington with a newly created team of national security advisors. The session is the latest effort by the presumptive Democratic nominee to prove he's ready to be commander-in-chief and prepared to fight terrorism. In the last three election cycles, Republicans went after Democrats on the issue, and now presumptive GOP nominee John McCain seems ready to do the same. NPR's David Green reports.
When Barack Obama came out of the meeting with his national security team today, he said the nation is fighting two wars and confronting terrorists who are determined to kill Americans.
And that's why the single greatest priority of my presidency will be doing anything and everything that is needed to keep the American people safe.
But for now, Obama said one priority is to fend off the attacks coming from John McCain on the issue of terrorism.
They come from the same tired political playbook that George Bush and Karl Rove have used for 8 years.
The Republican playbook Obama's talking about is famous for casting Democrats like him as weak on national security. Here's a reminder of what that playbook has sounded like.
That's kind of a pre-September 10th mentality.
We'll fall back into the pre-9/11 mindset, if you will.
Democrats have a pre-9/11 view of the world.
You just heard President Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney both in 2004 and then former White House aide Karl Rove in 2006. And now, here's a soundbite from the 2008 campaign trail.
Senator Obama is a perfect manifestation of a September 10th mindset.
That's Randy Schuneman, one of John McCain's foreign policy advisors, talking to reporters on a call yesterday. So the McCain camp is using old language, but it's language that's worked in past campaigns. And McCain has reason to give it a shot. In an ABC News Washington Post poll out this week, Obama led overall, but 53% of respondents said when it comes to fighting terrorism, they have more trust in McCain. Today, the two campaigns were going at it with dueling conference calls. The McCain camp put former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani on the phone with reporters. Just a few hours later, the Obama campaign put foreign policy adviser Susan Rice on their line. Yes, they were on different calls, but Giuliani and Rice may as well have been talking at each other.
Senator Obama has a defensive approach to terrorism.
John McCain has only an Iraq-focused mantra.
I describe the differences as one wanting to be on offense and the other wanting to be on defense.
The Bush-McCain approach to terrorism is weak and has left us less safe.
One thing that's intensified this debate was the Supreme Court's ruling last week that suspected terrorists held at Guantanamo Bay have a right to a hearing in a U.S. civilian court. Obama supported the court's decision, and McCain's campaign said that showed Obama's weak. On his campaign plane yesterday, Obama insisted Guantanamo detainees deserve a day in court.
The question is whether or not, as the Supreme Court said, people who are being held have a chance to at least suggest that, hey, you've got the wrong guy, or I shouldn't be here. It's not a question of whether or not they're freed.
A reporter reminded Obama that Republicans seemed to win the debate on issues like this in 2004. His answer?
Well, it's 2008.
David Green, NPR News, Washington.